This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're live! Hey, this is Richard Bliss Brook here for the Tom Chenault Leadership Show. And guess who I have that I'm interviewing today? None other than Adrian Chenault.
Hello.
And his grandfather and employee, Tom Chenault. And these guys are the founders and the visionaries of the most radical, most useful, most quantum leap technology in networking ever invented. MIT, Cornell, it doesn't matter. Yale, where'd you go, Adrian?
Good, I'll take it.
We're talking about contactmapping.com. Write that down right now, folks. www.contactmapping.com.
Goodbye, listeners.
And why did they create this program? Because these two guys, started by the grandfather of networking, the coffee shop interview himself, Mr. Tom Chenault, you look up networking, relationship building, listening, rapport, service leadership in Wikipedia, and you see a picture of Tom Chenault. And then you see a little over in the corner, you see a little picture of Adrian.
He's coming out. He's closing fast, Richard. And I'm very proud of that.
Yes, I know. So I am here to ask the two of you in whatever kind of dance you want to answer these questions. When you look at the network marketing community, which of course, in my opinion, includes like the mortgage community, the real estate community, any kind of entrepreneurial business where how we grow our business is connecting with new people and sharing our story. So you could call that the network marketing business, even if you own like a hair salon or a yoga studio or a car dealership. We're all networking. And we got the masses out there that are still doing it the old way. Here's what you should do. My car's the best. My opportunity's the best. My product's the best. If you don't do this now, you're going to miss out. Me, 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 me. My. You should, you should, you should, you should. Here's my question. How is it, where is it, Tom, that you had the epiphany or the vision to pivot out of being a hypester that didn't pay attention to what anybody else wanted or who they were and went right for you should buy my product? What had you pivot out of that BS into listening and learning and loving other people before you even had the thought of selling them something?
I'd come out of the stockbrokerage business and the sale was everything. And I was in another company, a skincare company, and I was their rising star. And I was standing on the stage and I lied through my teeth, just like most people do. They reinvent history to make themselves the hero. And I said, first of all, I quit being a stockbroker and found this company to be the greatest. And I decided to walk away from my lucrative stockbrokerage career and jump into network marketing. And I'd stand on this stage and tell them I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And a guy grabbed me. And I'll never forget it, a guy named Bill Shepard. He said, Tom Chenault, you got unbelievable skill. You got charisma, but you are so arrogant. Your self-esteem is at an all-time low. Your ego is almost as big as your stomach. And you have got to change. Otherwise, you are going to fail and to take a lot of people with you. And it was a harsh conversation, much worse than that. And I'll never forget it. And somehow, as arrogant and ego-driven as I was that day, I was able to hear him. And I'd done the landmark for him. I was in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I swear to you, that day, I just said, he's right. And I started crafting a conversation that merged the Landmark Forum with Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 Steps and network marketing. And this magic show became contactmapping.com/CSI. Yeah, that's what happened. It was amazing.
Okay, well, a couple things that I'll ask you about that. One, I don't believe that a person can go from going 100 miles an hour this direction and somebody says something and they all of a sudden go 100 miles an hour this direction. I would have to suspect, Tom, that you had a voice in your gut telling you what you were doing was wrong. What you were doing was not really authentically you.
Well, yeah, there's no question. I was something called the Diamond Qualify, and you had to have all kinds of legs. And if you didn't hit those leg volumes, those people rolled over you. So I was literally buying my check. It was a decent-sized check, like $7,000 a month. But I was literally buying it, so I was living a lie, and I was newly sober. And if I didn't shift and hit that gift of desperation right then, I get drunk again, too. So there were a million things that made me do that pivot because I knew I was going right back to my old ways of being a stockbroker and a drunk, and I was just this close to my next drink. And I think that's why I had that gift of desperation, and nobody's ever been smart enough to ask me that question before.
Where's Bill Shepard?
Prison. No, I have no idea.
All right. Well, I have an assignment. I have an
started
assignment.
Another couple of multi-level marketing companies and ultimately washed out, but he did me a favor.
I have an assignment for you, Mr. Networker.
Find him.
Find him, call him, interview him, do him a kindness, because the number of people that he's impacted around the world in 200 different countries and 1,000 different languages and 172 different time zones or however many they are is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because you have been a big pebble in the pond. Adrian, when did you first recognize this conversation in your dad such that you said to yourself, wow, there's something here. There's gold here. There's traction here. This is more than just dad's marketing rhetoric. And let's do something profound with it. I know the idea contact mapping, the software didn't come from Tom. That's way too organized the thought process.
So it's funny. I was living overseas, so I spent 5 years living outside the U.S. And I think that was a particularly good time for your and my relationship because I was far enough away from him that I think our relationship, that was when we really started to really be more friends than father and son. And like we kind of went through that evolution in our relationship. And dad was going through this time of really going, you know, what's my legacy? Where, how do I play bigger beyond, you know, being famous in my company or whatever it is? And we were having that conversation. And meanwhile, I had gone through a time where I was under a ton of pressure in my job, was realizing that, you know, this corporate ladder that seemed so much shinier than the network marketing ladder had a few missing rungs in its own right. And so there was just this sort of intersection of those two things. And the moment we were having this conversation about his legacy, and meanwhile, I'm like completely unhappy in my job. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. My wife is like ready to kill me because I work 24 hours a day and we have 3 small children living in a German speaking country. And I was home at Christmas trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I had an epiphany moment literally. And I was taking a shower, as Thomas likes to always make sure to point out in as vivid detail as he can conjure.
Butt naked.
But that's the light version. But I had this moment of going, oh my God, what you have done is so profound and it's so much bigger. You know, he created the coffee shop interview already, but it's so much bigger than just that because it's about transforming lives and we needed to play it bigger. And so that was where that conversation was born.
Beautiful. All right. So you got humble beginnings. You guys, like anything we're trying to get to go viral, right? It's like you tell four people and they each tell four people and that's 16 and they tell four people that's 64 and they tell four people and that's 256. You add them all up, that's like 340 people, but that's not enough and we're all broke at 340 people. Yeah, okay. Then 256 is 1,024 and that's still not enough. And so kudos to you guys to have the faith and the vision to hang in there until you get to tipping point, which I know you'll get to any day now, any month now, where it goes from however many thousands you have to the hundreds of thousands that it deserves. Where do you see contact mapping going beyond network marketing? Like all the other endeavors out there that rely on networking.
Today is Taylor Wray's birthday. Today is Curtis Broom's birthday. What Taylor Wray really loves about me is what I remember about him. What Curtis Broom loves about me is what I remember about him. What all of us love about that other person, why we go back to that restaurant. Contact mapping is not an application. It's not a whiz-bang deal. It's a way of life. We're training people to be better human beings in their families, their extended family tree, all the way through their neighborhoods, everywhere. I mean, this is great for being better salespeople, but it wasn't built for that. It was built for the human race. So where do we see it going? Absolutely everywhere, because we're sick of being sound bites. We're sick of being ID numbers. We're sick of not being able to call a human being at Amazon or eBay or anywhere. And we want to be known. We want to be remembered. And that's point one. And point two is everybody's data is being stolen. Your personal information, let's face it, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, they're all free. The reason they're free is because you are the product. And they are farming you. And we're committed that we completely respect your data. You might think you've got the most unbelievable app. It will scratch your back. But the minute you leave that company, you're done. And I don't care whether you're in the pharmaceutical sales business or a network marketing company. And our commitment with his partner's got a PhD from MIT in computer science. And his whole gig is making sure that we are keeping everybody safe. And that's what we do. We've got to take a little break.
Yes, yeah, so break time.
I'll take us out, even though you're the host. So this is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Thank you so much, Genesis Communication Network. This is Richard Brook, Adrian Chenault, and his grandfather, Tom Chenault. We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We got Larry Benet here.
Yeah. Oh, we do. That's all right. We're not going to use him for 5 minutes, so just keep
going. Oh.
We're going to continue with you for 5 minutes, and he's coming back right after this next break.
All right. Awesome. So back to – well, actually, tell me, Tom, tell us, because contact mapping gets all the press, but the coffee shop interview is the foundation of it. It's the philosophy behind it. It's the practical application of it. Tell us about the coffee shop interview and how people can learn about that.
Well, I used to basically tell people what it was, and then Adrian wrote it down, and then he made an ebook called the Coffee Shop Interview ebook, which is free, and it's on the contactmapping.com website, and all you do is put /CSI, but basically, you're interested, not interesting, and you're never throwing up on anybody, and you're finding out what they want to buy, you're finding out what they don't want to buy, and you're waiting a couple of days, and you're selling them back what they said they wanted to buy 3 days ago, and you don't ask them if they want to buy what they said they didn't want to buy. It's a magic trick. You never get rejected. And then you've already asked a bunch of questions about their time, their money, their help, and all that other garbage in form. And at the end of the day, what happens to you is you are related, and you're absolutely pointing a laser beam at what it is in their life that you can help them with. And you're going to find out that in 9 out of 10 conversations, it's got nothing to do with your network marketing company or your business. You're going to be a better human being because your job, if you take it on, is everybody that you meet, you leave feeling better about their life than when they got there. And that's the whole show. And then you learn how to connect people and connect people and connect people and be of service with integrity. And if you do that, you are absolutely invincible, right?
Totally true. And one of the things that I've been thinking about a bunch in the last few weeks, because it's really, that's so true and so powerful. But once you start doing it, you actually become the person that you're so confident you're going to leave them better than you found them, that they grasp that before you open your mouth.
Yeah.
I think that's a whole other layer of this kind of revelation of what this does in your life, is that you actually become believable as a human being, as somebody that cares, as somebody that can help, because you've done enough times that you know you can, and your energy shows up that way. Instead of, I think we often kind of, we all kind of start off going, is this really going to work? And it takes a little while before you find your way to that level of.
Yeah, it does take some confidence and some patience.
Yes.
Right? Can't be desperate. Desperate doesn't map onto this. Tom, tell me this. Adrian, you have this to look forward to. You mentioned it, but I just want to explode it some. That what percentage of the people that you have developed relationships with, because you were interested in building relationships, what percentage of those people that you have rich, beautiful relationships with that make up your life and how extraordinary your life is, what percentage of those people are on your network marketing sales team?
Minuscule. It is minuscule. In fact, the other day I was actually inquiring into that, Richard, and it's funny that you ask, because I... On Facebook just alone, I've got 5,000 friends and about 15,000 followers. And only 2,000 or so of those people are in my network marketing business. And that's on Facebook. In my phone, it's an even more abysmal number because I suck so bad at sales, but I'm so good at enrollment. So I've got these incredible friends in my phone. But I will tell you that my friends know that they are my friend. And that I will go as deep as humanly possible in front. And if I wanted to convert the majority of those people into business partners, I probably could. I don't want to sell wine before it's time. I would rather have those people find a need and come to me. And I never am out looking for a lead. I have leads and people chasing me all the time, literally begging me to do business. And I truly drop them off where they want to be. And most of the time, it's not inside of my company. It's someplace else that's serving their life better.
And even in that, what my people might say is an indirect, altruistic approach to building a business, that's resulted in perhaps like something like a million people in your database and a seven-figure income?
Yeah. Yeah, it's turned into a monster amount of money and a monster amount of peace of mind. And it's not about the money. It's about the difference I've made in the people that thank me for actually caring about their life and not having an agenda and trying to steer them where they're happiest versus where I want them.
Servant leadership. And with that, it's time to take a break. This is the Genesis Radio Network, Tom Chenault Leadership Show. We'll be right back at you.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News. The World Health Organization cautioned against the idea of immunity passports, saying there's currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected from a second infection. Immunity passports have been suggested by some governments as a means to enable people to travel or return to work, assuming they can't be reinfected. But the WHO said more research on immunity is needed before this can be considered. Keep your eye on the sky in the coming weeks as the Navy Blue Angels are planning a series of flyovers to honor healthcare and essential workers fighting on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their salute to the nation called America Strong will appear over areas hardest hit by coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Navy and Air Force. General Dave Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, said, "We're excited to fly over cities across America as our way of saying thanks to the healthcare workers, first responders, and all the people who selflessly run into the breach to keep America strong." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and we've got Larry Benet with us. And this is a super, super connected. Somebody I have been absolutely obsessed with for a very, very long time, to the point that I watch him on Instagram. I watch him on Facebook because he lives a life of connection. And I just want to know, in this very, very short amount of time that you've got, tell us, how in the heck did you become Larry Benet?
You know, bottom line is one relationship at a time, and adding my I have a philosophy of give first, add value always, always try to make a difference. But if I look back to the early 1990s, I was involved in the financial services, like a network marketing, like not a network marketing, but a an agency that allowed me to recruit other people into financial services. My mentor had built, that guy had built two different billion-dollar companies. Anyway, the point is I was failing miserably. I attempted to get into the technology industry, and can't remember exactly how old I was, but I was probably in my early 20s, mid-20s. And for the first time in my life, when I went from financial services into tech, I realized every time I would ask someone, hey, do you know anyone at Microsoft? Do you know anyone at SAP? And everyone would say no. And I felt like out of control for the first time in my life, and I vowed never again will I ever allow that to happen. I fortunately got into the technology industry. I was just in sales, got fired, believe it or not, for my first software selling job because I did not take the paperwork and all the when they wanted the updates on, you know, everything. I guess I didn't get it to them in a timely manner. I didn't get my expense reports done in a timely manner. And me being the entrepreneur, I didn't think it was that big a deal. I figured I'll get it to them when I get it to them. I'm going to focus on selling. But fast forward, I ended up working for a company called the Gartner Group. They are a very large technology consulting firm. I became the president of the Southeastern Software Association. That was a volunteer kind of gig. But my clients were like, you know, the technology CEOs or the senior vice president of marketing or sales. And in the late 1990s or the dot-com era, I would have companies that would go from like zero to literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and in some cases, billions with a B. And some of my clients became billionaires and very successful. And I, at the time, I guess I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing it naturally. I was adding massive value. I would go to one CEO who's doing very well. He flipped his company. The stock market was, you know, rewarding him. I would talk to the other CEO, similar industry, and his business was failing or the stock market wasn't rewarding him. I'm like, hey, what if I put you guys together? Let me set up a lunch. Let me set up a meeting. And then one time I set up a tennis match with three of the wealthiest people in all of Atlanta, the three rock star CEOs of Atlanta's technology world. And to this day, that's 25 years later, I'm still in touch with those guys. As a matter of fact, one of them 2 weeks ago is going to put us in touch with, you know, the governor of the state of Georgia to help them with medical supplies. So literally in real world, if I look back 12 years, and here's the good news. I've been selectively outsourced four times in my life. That means I've been fired or laid off and or what I call selectively outsourced. I've battled depression numerous times in my life to the point where I couldn't get off the couch, out of the bed, make a phone call, embarrassed, shameful, whatever. And the reality is today, in less than 3 weeks' time, so from 3 weeks ago, by the way, let me back up. On April 1st, 2006, I got a call from the HR person and my boss basically telling me my role at the company was no longer needed or my services. I was shocked. I was saddened. I was frustrated. I didn't have much money in my bank account at the time. And I don't know if anyone's ever had a lot of money and then the money's just the spigot's turned off overnight. And that's what happened. And I asked, why am I being let go? And they said I was doing too much networking. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? The thing I'm most famous for today, Forbes magazine considers one of the top networking experts in the world. Inc. magazine considers one of the most connected people in the world of business. And these days I'm a phone call from, you know, one of my partners was on the phone with Trump the other day. We are one phone call, one and done. You know, we got to the head of the VA, you know, head of the FEMA, and it's all through helping other people. It's all about adding value over and over and over. It's me helping the homeless guy. It's me helping the CEO.
Bingo.
Value every single way. 12 years ago when I got the call saying my service is no longer needed, I had no idea what I was going to go do. And fundamentally, within, I don't know, 30, 60 days, I had met Bill Clinton. He gave me his private contact information in under about 30, 45 seconds. I invited him to participate with We Are the World. I had met Sir Richard Branson, my all-time favorite business idol, serial entrepreneur. He gave me his private email in less than 30 seconds. Same thing, Larry King invited me to breakfast after about 60 seconds. That same year, I started a group called the Speaker and Authors Network Group, and everyone from Tony Robbins paid his own way to come to my event. He attended my event, and he spoke at my event. Paula Abdul, when American Idol was the number one television show, she called to ask if she could attend my event. We said yes. She paid her own way to come and fly and speak or whatever. everyone from Brendan Burchard, Russell Brunson, to the owner of the Golden State Warriors, the owner of the Dodgers, the owner of Zappos, all these people. That was who my, once a year, I would host an event with the best of the best. The top thought leaders, the top entrepreneurs. Did that for a dozen years. Built a very influential network. Again, one connection at a time. And it could be, if you're hearing this live today, you take a summary of what you learned from me and Richard and Tom and everyone else, and you share that information with someone else. That's value add. Maybe there is a someone else that's got a live stream later today that's a value, and you're sharing that, and that's a value. My friend Tony Shea from Zappos wrote a book called Delivering Happiness, and by just sending him an article that Time Magazine did a whole series on happiness, and I sent him the article saying, hey, they did a whole magazine on this. I don't know if you've seen this. You're probably too busy. So that's a value. Me connecting someone is a value, connecting dots. I am connecting people all day long, every single day, and I've done this for 30 years. And so just to give you the perspective, the power of influence, the power of connecting, the power of adding value, in the last 10 days to 2 weeks, I started a new entity. We literally just incorporated. I don't even know if the incorporation is live yet. And it's called Give First Global. I did it because I'm always giving first. And I believe that's just a better way of living life. I very rarely ask for anything. I try to just serve other people to make a difference. Just to show you the power of this, I reached out to 7 people. All 7 have built billion-dollar companies or run a billion-dollar company or turned around a billion-dollar company. All 7. Some have run Fortune 10 companies. One guy started a company from zero, brought it to $800 million, and advises people like Jeff Bezos and Amazon Web Services. An hour before this, one of my friends, Keith Ferrazzi, author of Never Eat Alone and Who's Got Your Back, the number one expert in the world on how to manage virtual teams, he gave us 10 minutes of his time. He probably gets at least 6 figures a day or more to consult companies, gets a lot of money for a one-hour talk. Right before he finishes my thing to my team, he moves over to talk to the president of Verizon. Okay? And the only reason I tell you this, when you add so much value to so many people, years ago something happened with his son I'm not at liberty to discuss. He called me, and I added value to him on something he personally cared about. Something that I learned from Keith is to do personal and professional check-ins. And what I mean by that is, what's going on in your life, Tom, personally? What's going on professionally? And in the last month, I've sent lots of text messages, lots of video messages, asking people what are they most excited about now, what opportunities do they have now, what challenges do they have and are facing now. I have a friend. He was running one of the largest seminar companies in the world. I don't even know if that company is in business anymore. The world has changed in the last 60 days. We've all been quarantined. Businesses that were doing well 30, 60 days ago are not doing so well. People that have a lot of real estate, landlords that were very wealthy, if the people aren't paying, so the world has changed. So what we've done, we've helped the first responders with these masks, hand sanitizers, wipes, ventilators, all sorts of things that you hear Governor Cuomo and Donald Trump, screaming about that they need help because of my connections, not just me. We have some of the most connected people in the world working on this project, and it's basically a lot of entrepreneurs who are innovative that can cut through red tape. If product can't get through China, I know who to call that can, have political connections to get it out of China. If, this guy right here can't, this whole mask, this wasn't even a company 2-3 weeks ago. They created this on the fly. It's interchangeable. And basically what they have is interchangeable. These are considered K95 masks. And just like a Gillette razor, you can pull out the razor and add a new one. These have filters that you can just, new technology designed by one of the designers at Nike. This entrepreneur stepped up, and they're putting manufacturing plants. One of my friends is the largest owner of swimwear manufacturing in the world. I called him up after I reached out to the governor of California, and I said, hey, you know anyone that has these masks? He goes, as a matter of fact, we flipped some of our manufacturing facilities. And in the last few weeks, him and I have been working side by side, sending him opportunities, vice versa. And probably, in the last 10 days, an extra 10 or maybe 20 or, even 30 people are helping me internal, external, whatever, so we can help the first responders in the United States and around the globe get product that will help them save lives.
And so that's the power of your life. It's the connection with contribution. You just make everybody's life better, and it works out for you.
100%.
Now, how about the speakers company?
I'm not actively, to be honest with you.
You still have that?
I've turned down every interview request in the last month. I even told your assistant I have maybe 12 minutes max, maybe 15, because right now we're highly focused, heads down, on doing everything. I'm passing off other additional opportunities just to focus on helping get this new company, this new entity off the ground, hiring the right people. Literally, I have someone who is one of the top bakers in America because of high trust relationship. Her name is Dr. Betty Rebe. She's one of my advisors. She has stepped in to help get this new company operationalized. Yesterday, I spoke to someone for 3 minutes who I know. I've known this person for 20-plus years. He used to be the number two executive at the NBA. He used to run the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta hockey team. This is someone that, we're very tight. He's helped me. I've helped him. I spoke to him for less than 3 minutes, and he got on a Zoom call for an hour last night so I could explain more of what we're doing. But he also shared best practices on how he became one of the top sports marketing guys in the world. But the bottom line, him and I bonded over.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. If you want to stick around for 3 more minutes, you can. Otherwise, you go back to work. But we love you. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Holy mackerel, we've had a crazy day, Adrian.
Wild, yeah, no kidding.
So, holy mackerel. That was exhausting. Brooke was an unbelievable fill-in. There's nobody better. And on the fly, and so kind, and so funny. And Kimmy and his dog, Marley, and his daughter, Haley. Just crazy, crazy stuff today. And this Larry Benet, I'm telling you, and you know what he just said? And I'm going to give away a secret. Because a guy walked up to me, and he wanted to meet me. He goes, oh, would you like to go to the Masters? And I go, what? It was something. It was the Masters or something. I don't know what he thought. I was a golfer or something. But he offered me tickets to something that was so much bigger than anything I'd ever been offered tickets before, like in the first 10 seconds. So it wouldn't have taken me 5 seconds to give him my phone number, my wife's phone number, and my email address. Yeah. And speaking of my wife, don't you love Denise?
She's the best.
Isn't she an unbelievable person?
What'd you give her off?
Huh? Nice. Nothing. There's a comment in there. She says, you're not talking about your wife right
now. Oh, that's right. We got to sort that out.
Yeah, and how's your wife doing?
My wife is good. You know, this season at home has been, I think, the best thing. You know, it's crazy how times when it's, you get upended, and there's so many silver linings, and one of them is
beautiful things out of the coronavirus that you can think of that you know that you're not going to be able to guess that has happened to you in the coronavirus with you and I.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What changed completely that it flips you out? Going to church with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Adrian, I hate churches. I feel like I'm the only sinner in the whole joint. I figure they all know. I feel like I've got that mark on my forehead called Satan's after this guy. And so I won't go into a church no matter what. And I don't like all the singing so much. I want to just hear like somebody deeper than me talk about spirituality without trying to scare the crud out of me. And so they intimidate me. And the people intimidate me. And I'm a closet introvert. People don't know that. So I'm sitting there all alone, and I'm always very uncomfortable in churches, but online church with him, ready to make me cry right now. This virus has done unbelievably beautiful things for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. And it's funny how that's something you never could have planned for or guessed or anything. And, you know, I think we're all reaching back into our core values and reaching back into, you know, how do we find, kind of ground ourselves into the things that really matter in a time where everything is kind of upended and uncertain and everything else. And there's some huge beauty that comes from that. And I think some huge lasting shifts that I think are going to happen in our society as a result of that too, because I think that we've had this collective moment of like all going through that in our own way, that I think is going to change us going forward in a positive way when we come out the other side of this thing.
I think it was a much better story than Richard Brooke gave me credit for. And I am going to tell you that we have figured out how to make you unbelievable contact mappers before we make you network marketers. how to become unbelievable contact mappers before you become the soccer mom or the salesman or anything else. And where I made my mistake was I turned you over to everybody else, and then I had to undo a bunch of stuff that happened there. When my entire mission on this planet and my job on this planet, and I am positive of it today, my legacy on this planet is the relationship side of it. The magic of that Larry Binet, the magic of that Richard Brook, the magic of Curtis Bloom and Lisa Grossman. That is where I am absolutely magic. And trying to emulate Eric and Ray and Frazier and Rob and Mark J and Todd Falcone. And by the way, Ted Falcone is not one mom. Heartbreaking. If anybody can tell him in the form of a text or something else that we did mention his mother, we're heartbroken about it. I know he got the call at 4:30 in the morning. There is no way to prepare for something like that. And our heart, and nice guy. And his beautiful wife and their boys. I mean, just makes me cry.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Unimaginable.
Well, yeah. By the way, I'm your dad.
Don't die.
Yeah, so the name of the game, and, you know, there's no gift on the planet than working with your son. I mean, I would love nothing more than little Dominic to be my partner, along with Adrian, and our daughter Courtney to be our partner, along with Adrian, in this contact mapping endeavor going forward. And the universe is moving itself that way, believe it or not. And I am telling you, our job is change the world, and we are committed to doing that with you. So contactmapping.com, you want to go there. We're going to have a whole new vision statement up there that is going to blow your mind. So we're almost out here.
We are. We have about a minute left, and let's let them know who's coming next week, which I'm just confirming for you right now. Gordon Hester's next week.
Gordon Hester has just written an unbelievable book. And if you guys don't know Gordon Hester, internationally famous, teaches at colleges, involved with the DSA, involved at the highest level of thought leaders in network marketing, and the light on the integrity of this profession is what he will show you. He will show you that literally everybody should have a network marketing business, and he'll do it from a real fact-based, not Tom Chenault hype-based conversation. You're going to love this guy. I spend a lot of time with him. I love him with all my heart. We'll see you all next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.